It's Eric Hansen in Monmouth, Illinois, with the United Red Storm volleyball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. That's awesome. Let's meet the United Red Storm volleyball team.
Mallory Flynn, senior setter and outside.
Bailey McEwen, junior setter.
Maddie Gavin, senior back row.
Zoe Hawk, senior right front.
Hannah Finn Miller, junior middle back.
Ashton Chandler, junior right side.
Alyssa Shea, senior right front.
Jordan Cook, junior middle back.
Rachel Watson, senior left front.
Claire Wynn, senior setter.
Samantha Mason, senior left back.
Carly Thompson, sophomore outside.
Janelle King, junior outside.
Joelle Shea, senior middle.
Veda Gregory, junior middle hitter.
Emma Marshall, senior libero.
Krista Smith, senior middle back.
Ellie Shaleen, senior right front.
Emma Poole, junior middle back.
Nicole Poole, junior middle back.
In Monmouth, Illinois, with the United Red Storm volleyball team, they are Hometown Heroes of the Week, and Coach Carrie Clayton is here. First, Carrie, how long have you been with the United Red Storm?
This will be my 13th year.
13 with the volleyball team?
Yes.
13. Wow. So you've seen ups, downs, glory, and not so glorious times.
Yes. I would say more ups than downs. We have really good kids at United, so more ups than downs for sure.
What's the record so far this year?
27-0.
27-0. Best year ever?
We had one year, a couple of years ago, that we went undefeated in the regular season, and we ended up 36-0. Going into regional, so this is pretty close to it.
Tell me the secret to your success.
The secret to our success, you know, is just good kids at United. We have kids, especially the seniors. I have 11 seniors that are really good leaders, and they just work really hard. Anybody that comes to watch us play, they always compliment our intensity on the court, and I think that's half the battle right there.
Well, Carrie, and the girls, but it takes a good coaching staff too. What do you do? How do you start off the year to maybe get them excited to go out there, even after a couple losses, which you haven't had yet, and pick it back up?
You know, we have a very intense summer program, and the girls come in, and again, the leadership is there. If the seniors don't come and aren't very excited, then it's going to trickle down. But the seniors, and you know, they really are excited about the program, and they buy into the program, and so they really lead our team into a successful season. And I have some really good coaches this year that really help out. I have Amy Thompson and Courtney Young and also Christy Murdoch that help out. And so having four sets of eyes to help the kids really help out.
New gym in the last couple years. That's nice.
Yeah, that's another big bonus. We have 32 girls, and we have three courts to practice on. So it really helps to get a lot of ball touches in.
Yeah. Any leaders you want to talk about on this team, or one couldn't do it without the other?
Really, nobody could do it without another. We really have great kids, and I will compliment the seniors as much as I can, because we have 11 seniors, and you know, nobody's out for themselves. It's just completely a team thing here, and it's great.
You dominated online voting, and the fax votes beat everybody else too pretty well up against other volleyball teams. Tell me about fan support and community support.
You know, we've only had 5 home games, which is unfortunate this year, but the games that we have had at home, our student section is amazing. And, you know, our AD, Jeremy Sharp, does a really good job with music and everything for timeouts. And so it gets the crowd into it. And so I really think the crowd loves to come. The support, I've had so many teachers compliment our girls about, that was so much fun to watch. And just the intensity on the floor, and we're coming back to your next game, and now they're going to start following us to our tournament tomorrow. And, you know, they come and they watch the intensity and how much fun the girls are still having, you know, towards the end of the season, and they want to come watch. So our crowd and our support is great this year.
How many big tournaments left? How much time is left in the season? And what challenges do you see?
We have one tournament left, and we go to Sherrard tomorrow, and we play Weathersfield right off the bat, right at 8 o'clock in the morning. And they, I believe, if I'm correct, they've only had one loss, and we have 0 losses. So that's going to be a really big battle. And we also play them on Monday for the conference championship. So it's going to be a great game. And, you know, I love those kind of games, especially heading into regionals. You want tough games, and we have Southeastern next week as well, along with Weathersfield. So we have some really tough competition right before regional start.
These girls at all talk state championship yet, or do you keep that conversation quiet?
Nope, we don't talk about it. We take one game at a time. Our next game is Weathersfield tomorrow morning. We don't even talk about the second or third game in the tournament. We just strictly focus on Weathersfield in the morning, and then we'll tackle that hurdle when we get there. So we're not even looking into next week yet. We just strictly focus on the very next game.
Well, winning Hometown Heroes and all that fan support gets you T-shirts and a plaque, and then in a couple weeks, three or four, we might be back with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy.
I sure hope so. I mean, every coach is supposed to say this, but I really think these girls deserve it. They're such a great group, and just their dedication and commitment to the program and just their intensity. I just can't say enough about this team.
That's Carrie Clayton. She's the coach of Hometown Heroes of the Week, United Red Storm volleyball team. Carrie, congratulations.
Thank you very much.